Welcome to the Global Gaming Business Podcast, the industry's first and longest-running podcast, now in our 19th year. Today's podcast is sponsored by Pavilion Payments, trusted by over 400 land-based casinos and iGaming sites. Maximize your revenue with better funding options through Pavilion Payments' complete suite of integrated solutions. Enhance player experiences with VIP Preferred, offering quick access to cash, flexible deferred settlement options, and the highest industry limits. Learn more at PavilionPayments.com. I'm Roger Gross, and today we sit down with Luann Pappas, the president and CEO of the Scarlet Pearl Casino in Mississippi, on her final job in the industry. Luann Pappas spent 30 years with the Harrah's and Caesars organizations, working in many jurisdictions, including Las Vegas, Atlantic City, New Orleans, and the Gulf Coast of Mississippi, where she really felt at home. So when the owners of the Scarlet Pearl in D'Iberville, Mississippi, Bob and Dolores Granieri, came calling, she made the jump. It was right after she had suffered a major heart attack, but she is ready for the challenge. Today, the Scarlet Pearl is one of the most successful casinos on the Gulf Coast, with a massive local following. She sat down with me in the newly created Players Lounge in the property in September. Welcome to the Global Gaming Business Podcast. We're in the Scarlet Pearl Casino in D'Iberville, Mississippi, and I'm here with the GM of the property, Luann Pappas. Luann, great to see you. What a beautiful property this
is. Thank you. Good to see you, too.
And you've done so much good work down here for this property. You really, really brought it into prominence. Explain what it was like when you first got here.
Well, when I first got here, I was in a hard hat on an outside elevator. It was under construction when I came down to see it after the family told me they were building in Mississippi, which right. intrigued me because I had been here after Katrina sure. to help reopen the Grand. And then, as you know, lived in New Orleans, lived here, went back to Atlantic mm-hmm. City, and then ultimately took this job. Right. So it was under construction when I first saw
okay.
it.
Okay, great. So you've had a lot of experience in the industry, mostly with Caesars and Harrah's Entertainment. What's it like to come to a property where there's one family owns it, and you don't have to all have all that corporate overhead overseeing it?
Well, it's actually 40 years next year in this business, so I hate dating myself, but I always tell people I started when I was a teenager. It's been an amazing experience.
Sure.
As you know, I've worked for Caesars 30 years.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Started in the gift shop on Grave Shift. This has been a big change and a welcome change
sure.
and very, very different.
Yeah.
Because it is a single family owned casino, the only one, their first venture mm-hmm. into the casino business. And it's just been an unbelievable ride ever since.
Right. And you've done such a great job with this property, but what made you decide to come here?
Well, I think, as you know, Caesars became bigger and bigger
right.
in the acquisitions and the mergers, and I had had a heart attack in September
right.
of 2014 at
mm-hmm.
Caesars at
yes.
my desk, and I started to rethink
yeah.
what I was going to do with my life and where I ultimately
sure.
wanted to be. And because I had put so much of, I call it sweat equity, into what I did, I really knew that I wasn't going to get to the ultimate position
sure.
I had worked for unless I left.
Of course, right, right. So you had no qualms about coming here then?
No, because I had lived in Biloxi and I
mm-hmm.
loved it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's a great town.
I love the South.
Great area to live in, that's for sure. So so you had to develop a corporate culture here because it was a brand new property. What did you bring from Caesars and what did you kind of institute on your own?
Well, it's actually the opposite. We didn't want a corporate culture.
Okay.
We wanted to really hit home that it was a family-owned business.
Mm-hmm.
That we care about you, we care about the community, and we care about our customers. So we really have not done many things the traditional way.
Okay.
We opened up saying we have three missions.
Mm-hmm.
Cleanly, friendly, and safe. What we do for you, the associates, what we do for our customers, and most importantly, what we do for the community.
Mm-hmm.
So when you say, what did I bring from corporate or Caesars,
right.
it really was the original Harrah's days
sure,
when it was
right.
Phil
yep.
Satre.
Right.
Mike Rose and Seven
mm-hmm.
Properties,
right,
and remember
right.
how wonderful Phil
absolutely,
Satre
yeah,
was.
Yeah, absolutely. Phil's a
so
great
it was
guy.
About the community and the associates.
Yeah, yeah, no question about it. So you're the only casino here in D'Iberville, so I guess you were welcomed with open arms.
Yes, we were.
Yeah.
We still are.
Yeah, and the mayor and the city council, they're all...
They're absolutely wonderful. We partner on many community events as well as obviously discussions about master plans and
mm-hmm.
what the future will look like for D'Iberville
right.
and this property.
Sure, absolutely. So you've got
a beautiful hotel here. It stands up to anything right along the coast down there, or anything really in a lot of the other regional destinations. Explain some of the amenities you have here.
Well, all of the rooms have water views, and you know, we filmed a John Travolta movie here, and the producer was doing an interview, and he's been everywhere in the world, including Dubai, and he said this is one of the best properties he's ever seen. But again, ours is about bright, which was a shock for me.
Yes.
To walk into something that was all sun.
Right.
You know, where I came from, everything was dark.
It'd be dark.
Dark.
Yeah, no clocks.
We have windows everywhere, and it's very bright and airy. But again, this property continues to evolve, and we have probably redone everything, and we'll only be open 9 years in December.
Yeah.
And this room is relatively new. We built this during the pandemic, and the high limit gaming room during the pandemic. We were the only people to continue to move along during that horrible time.
Well, let's talk about that time, because it was a very difficult time, but you kept everybody mostly employed, and you were one of the first properties to reopen, correct?
Well, we kept a lot of people employed longer than most, paid them longer than most. But you may recall we also had the controversy, which turned out to be the best thing we ever did, which was a vaccine mandate. If you wanted to come back to work, you had to be vaccinated. You know, obviously, I'm up in age and not the healthiest person. Mr. Bob, same thing. And we just felt that's what we needed to do, because Mississippi was one of the worst states for COVID, for the ability to handle people. But in any event, we did very well through COVID. We also, you know, the state struggled with the unemployment, especially Mississippi. They couldn't stay on top of it. They couldn't answer the calls. And one night I was talking to one of the politicians over the phone, and I said, I don't get this. Everyone's out of work. There's so many people that could go back to work.
Right.
And he said, a lot of people don't want to. I said, well, how about we take all of your calls, because we have people that need things to do, and we'll pay them.
Right.
So we took the unemployment calls for probably 8 weeks and helped process thousands and thousands of applicants.
And then, again, you were one of the first properties to reopen, right?
We all pretty much, well, that is true, because the larger corporations delayed their opening, and for obvious reasons.
Sure.
You know, obviously, we're more nimble being one property, and we don't have to do across the country.
Right. So you have some really great restaurants here. Explain some.
What they are. We have Chopsticks, which is our Asian noodle bar. It's open pretty much around the clock, and it's become a pretty big staple amongst the community and the local people. We have our gourmet restaurant, which is Scarlet Steak and Seafood. We have the 24-hour cafe that we also just redid, finished after COVID. We have a 24-hour brick oven pizza place, and obviously the coffee shop, where we do our own bakery, our own pastries, our own breads.
So explain how let's talk about the Southern Mississippi market first. I mean, again, right after COVID, it was tough to open, but a lot of people came back because they just wanted to be entertained after being inside for so long. But what is your market in terms of where your players come from? Do you have a radius where, you know, 80% of your
Very
players
different
come from?
Than what I was used to, because even when I worked here in Mississippi before for Harris, it was more regional, national.
Right.
We are probably 80% local.
Okay.
And customers come on average 14 times a month, predominantly female, and obviously predominantly slots.
Sure.
Now, the big operators like Caesars and MGM, meaning the Beau Rivage, do fly in a pretty significant amount of charter planes. So obviously we do get customers that visit from other markets, and we see that when we pull the database, but I'm sure it's a result of the planes that are coming in for the other properties.
Right. But you're very much of a local market then, right?
Very much.
Especially D'Iberville, I guess, a lot of the people.
D'Iberville, Biloxi, typical you know, communities along the Gulf Coast.
Right. Well, it's easier to get here, too.
Sure is, right off the interstate.
Yeah, exactly. And I drove down 90 yesterday, and it took me forever. So
90 does, but it's a beautiful ride.
Yeah, it is a gorgeous ride. That's why I did it. So how did it take you, how long did it take to get adjusted to that kind of market, since you weren't really used to it?
Well, remember, when we opened without a database. We might be the only casino I know in the country that started with nothing. So
zero,
it was a struggle. you know, we sit here today and we look back and we say, geez, there were times where we didn't think we were going to make it. Mm-hmm. So the first 2 years were rough, and certainly getting used to the dynamics of marketing to an ultra-high frequent local customer.
Yeah.
It puts a lot of stress on you. Your restaurants changing the menu constantly because you don't want people to get bored.
Sure. So one of the big marketing ploys these days is tier matching. Do you do that?
No, we do not.
Okay. Well, that shows you've got a strong operation here, that's for sure. So I was here, the last time I was here, you just opened your sports book, and great looking sports book. How did that work out for you?
It's actually one of the best looking ones I think I've seen in a long, long time. It worked out very well. Mm-hmm. Understand still Mississippi struggling because of mobile betting.
Right.
We didn't get the full, it didn't pass again,
which
I candidly admit is very frustrating. Mm-hmm. We were put on the map by Mattress Mac.
Right.
You know, we were the only ones to take that $3.5 million bet when no one else would take it, including the largest people on the block. But it turned out, now if you may recall, that went every game, every inning, down to the wire.
Right, yes.
Had Mattress Mac won that bet, we would have lost $14 million.
Right.
But,
yeah.
You know, the owners are, we're in the gambling business, we'll take all action, any action, anytime. And it was one of the very best things we did. We received a tremendous amount of not only national but international coverage for that and COVID.
Sure, sure. That's almost like the Jack Binion philosophy, I guess, huh?
Mr. Bob reminds me a lot of Jack Binion.
Yeah, okay.
Make it right for the gambler.
Yep.
Mr. Bob himself has, you know, been a customer, loyal customer of Harris for over 40 years.
Really?
Still is.
So, obviously, you're in favor of mobile sports betting. How would you like to see that introduced in Mississippi? Would you partner with the big companies like DraftKings and FanDuel? And
we did.
Like that?
We were partners with DraftKings. Yeah. DraftKings now is partnered with obviously someone else.
Right.
We're not the biggest one on the block, and that's okay as long as we have. You know, our position is if it's out there and it's available, it should be available in the state of Mississippi.
Yep.
Whether we do well in that category or not, we just are a big proponent of anything that makes it different and better and bigger for the customer.
Right, absolutely. So what about some of the challenges here and the opportunities in this part of the state right now? Right now, I know the season here is mostly the summer season.
Actually, no.
No? Really?
No, it typically is the first quarter is the best quarter,
okay.
Which you know is the opposite of the other markets I've worked in. But remember, you hit with Mardi Gras, President's Weekend, Valentine's Day. Up north, you always had snowstorms, so you suffered. Here, we don't have to worry about that. We have hurricane season.
Yes.
But no, the first quarter is the best quarter. And actually, you know, the seasons here, all four quarters are pretty even, except that pop you do get in the first quarter.
Yeah, and I guess I forgot about Mardi Gras. Yes, that's
a big thing here.
Having been here a few times, then I understand it's really big for sure. Well, what's your goal for this property over the next few years?
Well, the goal is going to pretty much remain the same. Mm-hmm. We've been very successful in sticking with our goal, and that's to make sure that the associates are as paid better than anyone else and the most satisfied. We survey them quite frequently to ensure that we are staying true to our mission. And again, to continue to expand, we have done the design for an additional hotel tower. We are a small boutique hotel, only 300 hotel rooms. However, we were looking to build before the pandemic another 250 hotel rooms.
Okay.
So we continue to evaluate when's the right time to do that. I think you're familiar, COVID rocked everyone's world in terms of cost and timing of construction.
Right. And your occupancy rate is pretty decent then?
99% year-round.
Well,
it's one of the challenges we have.
Okay, yeah, just getting the right people in
there,
I guess.
Which also makes you struggle with, you know, drawing from further out.
Right.
Because the hotel's so small and it's always close to
100%. Yeah, right. Well, Luann, you've done a great job with this property, and I'm really glad we could sit down and get back together again. We've known each other for a lot of years here.
A lot of years.
Been too long that we've seen each other, though.
Yes,
so,
and it's great to see you.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thanks very much, and good luck.
Hope you enjoyed today's podcast sponsored by Pavilion Payments. As the gaming industry's largest vertically integrated payment provider, Pavilion Payments offers solutions that simplify, secure, and optimize the way patrons fund their play. Trusted by over 400 land-based casinos and iGaming sites, Pavilion payments help you boost revenue and enhance player experiences with VIP Preferred. Discover more at pavilionpayments.com. If you want to learn more about the issues discussed today, visit GGB Magazine or sign up for free to the daily GGB News Global Gaming Monitor at ggbnews.com. Don't miss a single episode of the GGB Podcast. Subscribe on Amazon, Spotify, or Apple Podcasts today. So we'll see you next time on the GGB Podcast.